Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:12 British Summer Time. Today is June 19th. Today was a relatively positive day on stock markets, particularly in Europe and in the USA. Asia was a bit more mixed. The Chinese market was down a tad. The Hang Seng was relatively unchanged. The Nikkei was down about 0.75%. There is a sharp divergence between the performance of the Nikkei and that of the second section, which is so often a leader. The second section has firmed quite impressively over the last couple of days and does look like it's forming at least a short-term low. And the Nikkei is back into a potential area of support as well. The Malaysian market was a clear standout in Asia today. If one were to look at how close markets are to their recent peaks, then the Malaysian market is probably the closest of all the Asian markets, and it's probably the one that is most likely to hit a new high in the not-too-distant future. Among other markets, the South African index, having looked like it was going to break downwards only a couple of weeks ago, has reversed and has pushed right back up towards the upper side of that range. So that's also that, and the South African market has been among the very best performers for quite some time. Against a relatively mixed background in Asia, the European indices were all in positive territory. The Italian index was up over 3%, the Spanish index up over 2.5%, and just about everything else up well in excess of 1.5%. The FTSE was up almost 1.75%. The Dow Jones closed out the day up about 0.75%, the Nasdaq up in excess of 1%, the Brazilian market up, the Brazilian, Mexican, and Canadian markets all up in excess of 1.5%. In the bond markets, Spanish yields hit a new euro high in here today in excess of 7%, but pulled back intraday. And while it couldn't be considered a downward dynamic, they were a bit lower. This was an important day because there was a bond auction for Spain, and they had to pay up for the debt that they were taking out. But what it does suggest is that we're not going to see these yields spiking higher on consecutive days. Of particular interest is the fact that German bunds were down 1.25 full points, because it follows yesterday's rather impressive advance. And what does appear to be unfolding in Europe is that the Greeks are going to form a government. They are going to get a slightly better deal on their bailout terms, but they've got a very difficult road in front of them. The Spanish bond market, with yields in the region of 7%, closing out today just below 7%, and a constant need for funding by the Spanish government, does suggest that the likelihood of a full-blown Spanish bailout is very much on the cards, and that could help to explain why German bunds have been pulling back that bit more sharply than just about all other bond markets. Now, bond markets generally, they've had, if we look at what's happened this year, we're about halfway through the year. The first 3 months of the year, we had a spectacular move in stock markets. They predictably rolled over into a corrective phase. Bonds took up the running. They've had a spectacular run over the last couple of months. But they are overextended, they're due a pullback, and they certainly look like they are in the process of pulling back. And stock markets could well be taking up the running once more. We've seen a considerable number of markets finding at least short-term support. Wall Street, having, I think, the S&P had pulled back in the region of 10%. It's rallied rather impressively in here. we're seeing that a large number of NASDAQ shares, which, and the NASDAQ has been one of the best performing markets with some of the best performing autonomies as constituents. We saw a large number of those shares, particularly the higher yielding shares, posting upside weekly key reversals last week, following 2 weeks ago, following through last week, and again this week. So that's really quite positive action. And it's against a background where we've seen quite a considerable reset in terms of commodity prices. Oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate is in the region of $84. It's up a little, it's up a tad. Natural gas prices have probably bottomed. There was a massive upper dynamic last week. It's followed through on successive days. It was a little bit easier in here today. But that sector in particular has a large number of shares that are deeply oversold. And the majority do not look like what natural gas has done of late. If natural gas has indeed bottomed, then these natural gas drillers particularly are probably represent value at these levels. Encana in particular has got one of the better or more impressive chart patterns. The grain and bean complex today was particularly strong. Soybeans were up 45 cents. Corn up 29 cents, that's almost limit up on the day, and wheat up 21 cents. Oats was also firm. So, and it's not just in predominantly US contracts. Rough rice was up 45 cents in here today. So, we're seeing that stock markets have found at least short-term support, and the commodity complex is also deeply oversold, and we're seeing bounces in here now. The grain and bean complex was on the back of some rather positive weather announcements, but white sugar in the UK and sugar trade in the USA were both firm in here today. Coffee contracts are deeply oversold, and the industrial metals, which have been among the weakest of the commodities, have begun to start looking like they're losing downside momentum. So we've had a big reset in commodity prices. We've seen that a number were deeply oversold. We're seeing that some of those oversold conditions are beginning to be unwound, and it's a similar story in stock markets, and we're getting a commensurate pullback in government bond prices. What we have to be aware of is that we saw something similar happening around the same time last year, and everything subsequently deteriorated again, and that was as the Greek crisis deepened even further. The Spanish situation has the capacity to roil markets, but Spain is a very different country to Greece, and its situation is considerably different. What we can say is that, at least in the short term, stock market action is really quite positive. We can continue to give the benefit of the doubt in the absence of evidence to the contrary, that demand is returning to dominance in here. And it does look like demand is returning to dominance. So there are a considerable number of European instruments in particular, which are deeply oversold, particularly among the higher yielding shares in the utilities and telecoms contracts. And if we don't have the worst case scenario that has been priced into these markets, then these shares also represent value in this environment. The gold price has been rallying rather impressively over the last couple of weeks. It's up here to $1,618 at the close. This also represents the peak that was posted in the last month or two. It really does need to push above this level now to begin to suggest that demand is returning to dominance beyond the capacity for a short-term bounce. So what gold does right now is likely to be of rather a lot of significance. if it can find support on a pullback and start begin to put in higher reaction lows, then we can have a much higher degree of confidence that we've passed the distribution phase of this range and we're moving into an accumulation phase. I suspect we are moving into an accumulation phase, but it would be nice to have some more additional evidence to lend confidence to that that hypothesis. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.